We're in Houston getting tattooed, getting a little flower here from my new buddy Eric Tuck. And yeah, this is what's up. Houston, we're here. Look what he did, dude. First of all, we're in Houston, baby.
Yeah. Now there's coffee shops everywhere. You came to a shopping mall. Yeah.
Because you're coming to Houston, boy. We're in Texas, boy. And let me tell you something, dude. David Sullivan met up with us. I met his friend last night in San Antonio. The only motherfuckers with fucking cowboy hats in the audience, honestly.
Boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, doggy.
Welcome to Texas, the boots. Man. Yeah, man. Welcome to Texas, boy. Y'all made it. How's it feel?
Yeah, man. The only people with cowboy hats on. Two of them had them on. There were three dudes.
I didn't even tell them to do that.
Yeah. You could have, you would have, well, your friend was cool.
Yeah.
The dude he was with was like, hey, man.
Ding.
And then and then the other guy was like, yeah, he taught me how to ride a horse. And I was like, yeah, he know. He's like, I've never been on a horse. I was like, this guy's been on a horse. He's like, I've been on a horse. And then when he left, he gave the valet guy his ticket, and the horse showed up.
It's like a sewing machine, but it's going really, it's going a lot faster.
Yeah. Chris, what are we listening to?
Ghost Man.
Lulu, what do you think?
I'm going to pray after this.
So good, dude.
That's hard.
It really is.
You gotta wash away the blood. I'm not washing away the blood of Christ. I'm keeping the blood of Christ on me.
My Black History Month goal is to stop this man.
You on a mission?
Ghost Man? You need to stop.
Damn.
Oh, David's into it. Oh.
No, I hate this guy.
Oh.
No.
He said, I don't want to get no blood on my grandma's coat.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't. I don't want to get no blood on my grandma's coat.
First of all, we need to make the Black community aware of him. And it just started with me and Lou.
Yeah, it's mostly whites.
Well, Chris, you can sit this one out.
Okay, well.
At the next meeting, we'll be talking about Ghost Man.
That's on the list. That's on the agenda. I know you wasn't here, but it's Black History Month. Cut the racist mustache off.
Yeah.
Relax, listen to some Black people do some freestyle hip hop, real shit.
Yeah. Look at him.
You should be kneeling while you listen to this.
Actually,
you should get on one knee and kneel while you listen to this shit. I don't know why you pledging allegiance like that. You need to be blessed. Yes.
Oh.
Let the spirit move you, David.
Let the spirit move you, David.
Holy Spirit.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, this is nasty.
Oh,
wow. David, don't be saying that. Don't be saying this is nasty.
Hey, David, remember what I taught you earlier today?
Yeah.
Remember your Black phrase of the day? Do you remember what it
What's
was?
What's his Black phrase of the day?
I forgot what it was.
Listen, this is how you don't have to say it's nasty. If a Black person likes a song, you just gotta be like, ooh.
Say that David's hard. Like, oh, man, this that's stinks hard. Like shit.
How are we looking over here, Eric?
Good. I'm happy with it.
Chris, let's see it.
It's awesome. So I told her, come and get lost, bitch. Aww, for the new baby. That's so cute. That's so cute. Calvin would be jealous. Oh, he doesn't have to be jealous. Look at that. That's so
cute. Oh, it says big on it.
No way. Big and little. Oh, that's so cute. Thank you. Who bought it? And is there like a name? Oh, man. This is so sweet. Thank you. That's so cute. Wow. He doesn't have to be jealous. Oh, he's gonna love that. He's got a robot party coming up. He can wear it for it.
Yeah, it's cool. Hold on, what?
They just got engaged an hour before the show. That's amazing. Show.
And my parents got to be there, so.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that, yeah. Dude. Congratulations. Hey, congratulations to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to work out now, because if it doesn't, it's my fault. Wow, I'm in like one of the first engaged pictures for you guys. Yeah.
We were going to do it here, like right here.
Wow. Oh, wow. That would have been wild.
That would have been all away from you, though.
Cool. Well,
thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. I
appreciate it.
Thank you,
man.
We're
so excited.
Oh, awesome.
Siblings.
We're siblings. Oh, okay, cool. All right. Well, there's still time.
So they took the bag. They said they were going to give it to you.
Oh, you? That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, those are so sweet.
Did you
the robot.
It? Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what's so funny? I saw the little one and I was like, oh, Calvin's going to be jealous. And then I saw the big one. I was like, oh, this is awesome. It's so good. He's going to love it. Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm excited too. Yeah, hop in. Let's do a pick. Hi, how are you? You good?
Good.
Ed, I've never signed a head before.
Take the liberties, dude.
I just did it. There we go. Oh, you got to show him. Show him.
Did you see that?
Oh, you guys both got it.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, we did. We also did our
and
nails.
And the nails?
Too. Of course.
Oh, didn't you repost
those? Look, look, look. She made this jacket of my silhouette here. I'm going to pull it down so I can do it, okay?
It's a jean jacket. It's cool.
It's a jean jacket. It is very cool. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to get the best way to do it. Here we go. I got it.
My mom's a baker, but
we also
had to smuggle these in.
Yeah.
So we got a picture of how good it is, but we made them for you.
Just hilarious. Wow, that's like a real picture. Look at this.
Yes, it's a real picture.
You did these?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And she called me sir. Can we sign this?
Okay, back here, because he blended in did back here.
Oh, no.
So, yes.
He ruined that one.
So, yes.
Let's make this one
a
little
better. Wait, who did that,
Chris? Brendan Schaub ruined this one, and now I got to make this one a little better.
Wait, David, what's happening?
Oh, nah, you know, I just, people were like, oh, this is all new for me.
Celebrity, dude.
Dude, he said celebrity. Yeah, see? Dude,
celebrity. You gotta be a little humble about it, though.
I know, everybody knows it.
But I gotta wait until the end, because I want to pull focus, you know?
No, I gotta go. Yeah, no, just have, yeah.
Houston, that's a wrap. We'll see you soon, New Orleans. Here we go. Don't push me. Someone's late, dude. 1 minute late. They're 1 minute late, dude. Wow, David. 1 minute late, dude. Unbelievable. I wonder if a plane wouldn't take off and shut their doors because of the lateness. Because David decided to dilly-dally for a minute, dude.
That ain't the true, man.
What were you doing for a minute, dude?
I'm a minute early.
Oh, it is not, dude.
It's 10:17.
It is now. It's 10:17.
Oh, now it is.
Yeah, but you were 1 minute late.
Yeah, dude. Happened for 2 minutes. I got a phone call.
Enrique was probably checking out, and it's inexcusable. But okay. But for you, dude.
We were on time, and it's Black History Month.
I know. I was trying to be respectful. I was
so you
actually.
To be late?
No, I was upstairs paying tribute.
Yeah, being late.
How did you pay tribute?
By being late.
I was kind of.
Oh, yeah. Being late. I'll be late just like them, huh?
Thanks, David.
And racist. Late and racist.
Jessica is a short.
Remix.
Oh, never mind. I'm glad I missed the cipher.
Americanos, just straight coffee.
They like
it. Straight coffee, like nothing it. In it. Just black coffee.
The flight's taking off in 5 minutes. You guys are too chill. We need a little bit of stress here. She asked if a lot of people recognize me. The answer is yes. Oh, well, what's this one? Ah, dude, it's dirty, dude. Dirty, dude. I hate when my instruments get dirty. I love the trumpet, dude. Oh, I love the trumpet. You hit the high note?
Chris.
I mean, he's just doing that for himself. Like, we're not even there.
Oh my God.
He's just doing that for him because he's happy. Dude, welcome to New Orleans. Weird, dude. Every time YouTube flags my trumpet playing, it sucks. It demonetizes me because of my art.
That's why?
Yeah, because of trumpet playing.
You gotta use fingers.
Yeah, what? For the trumpet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's how it starts.
Yeah.
But then you go, and then you put the that thing in, the muffler thing to make it.
I'm sorry, New Orleans.
I play all over. There's tall dudes here. I've never seen four dudes taller than me standing up in one place. It's good. So we don't have our bags. United is just, it's really honestly terrible. I did a thing on my podcast about how it's run by cats, and I never take it, and whenever I do, they always fuck up. They did, we don't have our bags, we get them on the next flight. They put our bags on the next flight. Great. And David is pissing me off because he's sitting in that. So. Dude, I was disappointed because this isn't our Sprinter, it looks good. And then we got the fucking matte black Sprinter, dude. New Orleans, man.
Bulletproof.
It's bulletproof.
Got that Black History Month Sprinter, baby, all black.
Hell, we got black driving. Hell yeah.
Some dude just was on a bicycle and rode by and literally said, Mr. Pratt, good to see you, big fan. Like, just didn't even mess up my last name. Just called me another celebrity that, by the way, way more famous. Dude, I'm gay. I need to make a phone call. Does anybody know where I can go? Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Oh, no phone. Shit. Yeah, so they don't have the bags. They said the bags, they said, don't worry, the bags will be here by 3:30. It's 4, so that's great. So, yeah, so that's what's up. So we're waiting for bags. We might have to go get clothes at, like, Saks Fifth Avenue or something like that. I'm going to make Denny dress like a fucking pimp because it's, New Orleans. Anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll keep you updated with the bag situation here in New Orleans.
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude! Those dick sucker machines are cool, but you gotta be in Kibadachi when you're in it. It's horse stance.
Oh.
Look, he's on the phone, is what he's doing. Dude, I danced with a girl when I was in eighth grade to this song, and then I asked her to the next dance, and she said fucking no in biology class. And it was the end of the road. But that's what's up. Her name is Charlie. Everyone's like, why you like her? I'm like, she's cool, man. She didn't like me. I'd like to see you. Hey, dude. Ship has sailed. How about that? Not anymore, dude. I got a beautiful family and another kid on the way, dude. Charlie, you can't have me. And I hope you, and I hope, honestly, I hope, truly, that we dissected frogs together. I hope that was traumatizing for you. It's fucked up to me. Eighth graders cut open frogs, by the way. Anyway.
This is the end.
Dude, we shouldn't dissect frogs.
Although we go to the end of.
Dude, they slice it open like that. You have to formaldehyde it.
Let go.
they're just like this. They're dead. That's what you learn about death.
You belong to me. I belong to you.
Frog heart is so tiny. It's so fragile.
To the ground.
Yeah, dude, New Orleans, we're here. And the bags came. The bags showed up. The bags got here. Still wore this, even though it was something I bought. And didn't wear the new jeans, though. The bags came from my old jeans. These are the jeans I wore on my special for No Pain, actually. I wore these on No Pain, and then that's what's up. So I'm here, New Orleans, ready to go. There's a parade outside. It's not for me.
I am about to give these motherfuckers the business. And I'm going to take out all my frustrations that happened in Houston. Houston was a good crowd, but also I wanted them to come a little bit harder with the laughter. And I'm gonna let it all out tonight, dude. I'm gonna let it hang out on stage. Dude. I'm gonna die holding my nuts. Not tonight, but just that's the way to go. That's the new, you know, the old soldiers die with their boots on?
Yeah.
Die holding your nuts. Well, it's better than holding someone else's nuts. Hey. It's better than dying holding someone else's nuts.
You saying I would go out of my way?
Oh, the girl. Let's get these rubles or whatever the fuck, man. Let's get these motherfucking euros. Let's get this motherfucking yen. Let's get this motherfucking... Hold on, I gotta think of another thing. This motherfucking whatever's in Russia, dude. Let's get this motherfucking pesos, dog.
I would not die holding nuts. I just want to say that emphatically.
I'm stuck.
Freaking amazing. The love is crazy because y'all are drunk as fuck and y'all have no boundaries. Three women try to kiss me on my neck. One dude, he's like, I'm 65 and under and I do some things. So y'all are very aggressive, but I love y'all. And they're fucking amazing. Look at that. Those are the rich people who can afford the meet and greet. Get your money up.
Dang, dude. You have the best fans.
They gave me that.
I didn't know it was a legitimate Warm Paving hat.
David.
Damn, that's awesome, dude.
David, it's not.
It's the black topper. What?
You don't know them, dude.
What do you mean, dude?
A nice fan gave me a hat from their construction company.
I know.
And why thank you. You don't know. You just read it.
Dude, they're like the magicians of paving. I'm telling you. Like, they're good. They're good at what they do. Really good.
David, you can't come anymore.
Great price.
That's a commercial for that.
Dude, they even have a six-month guarantee.
All right, for what?
For their work. They'll come in, they'll do your driveways, they'll do your sidewalks. They do a lot of work for the city. They donate a lot of money to a lot of...
You don't know that.
Yeah, dude, the philanthropists, they set aside a lot of time and attention for the community. They give back to the community a lot. Dude, I wish I would have known that he was there. It wasn't Warren himself, was it?
I don't know, bro.
Dude. You know, they also do mining. Yeah, dude, they do it all.
I know more about them than you do, because I know the person.
Really? What's his name again?
Warren.
Oh, was it a last name or his first name?
What, man?
Huh?
I don't want to be talking to you.
Man, well, just go ahead and shut it then. Tell you what, a mustache makes a paving hat always look good. Man, feels good.
Hey.
Dude, it's so pretty today.
Too early. Too early to be talking that much.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's 12:15.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Bad weather coming. Doesn't mean you're wearing shorts, I'm wearing a jacket, but you know, a flood. I just want to know, like, he seems to know what's going on weather-wise, so. I mean, it seems like good weather today, but it might not be good weather tomorrow. My voice has been taken away from me, so I'm not allowed to speak, evidently. I didn't know I was living in Russia or North Korea. I guess I have no voice. Chris, can I speak now? It's too much talking. I run a tight ship. A tight, quiet ship.
That's what I knew it. You wanted to be like, so this is the original one, and the other one is the thing, and what happened with the thing you talked so fucking much from?
You're gonna have to.
You're gonna have
to. You're gonna have to excuse my friend.
Go ahead. What do you want to ask?
So is this the French Quarter?
Oh,
is that the area we're in right now?
Now I'm sorry.
So where we were was not the French Quarter.
You're saying this or that?
How big is a fucking quarter, man?
Well, it depends on how big the whole thing is.
Yeah, I understand it's 25% of the whole thing. Yeah,
exactly.
But what are we talking? The whole city? The whole neighborhood?
Maybe the driver can help.
I can if you want, but I don't know if I'm supposed to stay out of this. Yeah, the Ritz is in the quarter. It's on the border. The Canal Street border is the quarter. Decatur borders the quarter. Rampart and Esplanade. That's the French Quarter.
That's what I thought.
It all borders the quarter.
That's what I thought, dude.
We knew who you were.
Oh, good.
My dad didn't want to bring me here today.
Yeah. That's so, thank you, Chris.
Of course.
Man, thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, have a good one. That's cool. I thought that guy was going to be white and really regular looking, but that's why New Orleans is such a great surprise melting pot town, you know.
Yeah, it's full of culture, arts, it's all
full of culture and farts is what he said. Dude, I feel like the guy was gonna look like David Sullivan and he looks like Lil Uzi Vert, so props to that guy. And then, you know, guys like that could sing beautiful country, and guys like me can just rap hardcore.
Is this that? Oh, I thought it was Mama Rock Me.
Wow. He's got a great voice, huh?
This is Mama Rock Me, the one country song I know.
Wow, that's a trip.
Aww.
Uncle Matt went home.
Took her home to bed.
That's so cute. I always hated those floors, and now my son's liking them, so that's nice. That was awesome, man. New Orleans Sunday show is the way to go because they're a little bit sauced up, but they're not fucking out of their minds drunk, which they would be on a Saturday. New Orleans is a crazy place. That's the key, is to perform Sunday. Dude, I figured it out. Life hack, dude. Fucking life hack. You never know what you're gonna get with New Orleans, so. New Orleans, you came through strong. Thank you for being part of the Don't Push Me Tour.
You like those good bartenders. It was anywhere.